It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 16, and we're going to begin reading with the 17th verse, read to the end of the chapter. Probably we'll get into the 17th chapter today, but please, we're going to begin at Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, and I wish you would, we've got many studies of the Word of God. These radio programs are there. The Sunday morning message is there. Our Constitution is there. The plan of salvation is there by oral to listen to it, and then also to read it as well if you'd like to do that. So please, you look to our website. It's Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org. So I hope that you take time to look at that and see. And hopefully it'll be a help to you not only to come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, but also that you would grow in the Lord as well. Now, Revelation chapter 16, beginning to read with verse 17. The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since man were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell. Great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fell away, the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now we're going to stop there again, probably get into the 17th chapter today, but please, let's just go to the Lord in prayer, that we can ask his direction, his power, his strength through this study. Father, please, I just ask that you will guide and lead us today. It's so wonderful to be able to come together and open up your precious word and study it. I just ask that you'll help all that are hearing today to listen. I hope, dear Father, that they know you as their Savior. I hope, Father, they have come to your Son, the Lord Jesus, recognizing that him dying on the cross of Calvary is for their salvation, that they would be saved. Please, dear Lord, that that be the case. And then, Father, those of us that are saved, are born again, that will continue to grow and continue to seek your will and your way and serve you and praise you. Please, dear Lord, I just ask for your strength and your wisdom today. Now, please, guide and lead us through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, we have enjoyed the 17th verse last time we were together. The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And now we begin with verse 18. There were voices and thunders and lightnings. There was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. We look at these verses of Scripture, and I have several here in Psalms, Isaiah, Hebrews, 1 Peter. I would like to read those and just take a few minutes for us to understand about this judgment that is coming. And so, if you would, please, go with me to Psalms 102. Psalms 102. Hope you got your Bibles available today. 102 verses 25 and 26. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. as a vessel shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. We continue. Isaiah. Isaiah 51. Hope you have your Bibles there. You can hear the pages turning, or I hope you can. You know that I'm looking it up as well. Isaiah 51, verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. How important is it to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Isaiah 29, verse 6. Isaiah 29, verse 6. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, with earthquake, with great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. Hebrews chapter 12. Judgment is coming. If you just come by faith to Jesus today, you don't have to face this. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 and 26. See that ye refuse not him that speaks. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but the heavens also. Judgment's coming. 2 Peter chapter 3, we're going to read 10 verses of this. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 1. Please listen carefully. Hopefully you can follow along. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Back in the days of Noah with the flood. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Please understand, as we look at those verses of Scripture, and I'm sure you've heard them many times, the one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. if you would look and realize that our Lord created this world as we know it, the universe as we know it. He did it in 6 days. Seventh day he rested. A day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is 1 day. Now, a lot of people try to determine that that means that it wasn't necessarily a physical day. No, because very clearly in the book of Genesis, he said, and that is the beginning of the end of the first day. And so each time he identified it as a day, a 24-hour day. And so we know that that's the way that our God created this earth as we know it in this world. We look at the 1 day in 1,000 years. This universe as we know it, this earth as we know it, is 6,000 years old. 1 day is 1,000. 1,000 is 1 day. Now, if we look at the time clock and the calendar as our God, I believe, looks at it, we will see that we're in beginning, we're close to that last day. You think, well, we still have 1,000 years then. No, there's 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. So we've had 6 days, 6,000 years. Very soon, I believe the Lord's going to rapture the church out, and we'll begin this tribulation period. And then he will come at the close of that tribulation, the Battle of Armageddon, destroy all the enemies, and then we will come and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. That'll be the seventh day. I want you to think about that, because I want you to be ready. And please come by faith to Jesus today. That's 2 Peter chapter 3. Beautiful scripture verses. Understand, I believe we're coming very close to that seventh day. And that seventh day is the millennial reign of Christ. The rapture will take place prior to that. At the rapture, the church ushers in the 7-year tribulation. It's right at our doorsteps. Look at everything that's going on. This judgment here, you know, we need to understand that as we look in just a few minutes, or maybe the next time we're together, whichever comes first, that we are looking here at in the 17th chapter, we have not read it yet. In the 17th chapter, the kingdom of Satan is literally crumbling. He has been the prince of the power of the air for 6,000 years. To our Lord, that's 6 days. But his rule is over. The elements that he controlled will turn on him, and the air will turn to fire. You know, man's been worried about the atomic bomb, nuclear power. They need to worry about the eternal God, because he will bring judgment. Not only will the devil face this, Satan faces this, but also the earth will face this. Let's look back again to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2. We've been in that precious Old Testament book many times, haven't we? You see, Scripture confirms Scripture. Isaiah chapter 2, we're going to read verse 19 through 21. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19, "And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake trembly, shake terribly the earth. In the day of a man shall cast his idols of silver, his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks, into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Let's go back down to this 19th verse. I'll read 18 once again, that we can kind of refresh our minds, and then we're going to go on to verse 19. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since man were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great. And we read Psalms 102, 25 and 26. We read Isaiah 51, verse 6, 29, verse 6. We read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 26. And we read 2 Peter chapter 3, 1 through 10. And we just have read Isaiah chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, that talks about just that. Now to the 19th verse. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. That great city, Jerusalem. Other cities are totally destroyed. An earthquake so powerful that it levels all the cities of the earth. But Jerusalem is protected from total ruin. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out. Measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. That is 3.5 years if you do the math. How long is the tribulation? 7 years. Jerusalem is protected from total ruin. This earthquake will be so powerful that the Mount of Olives will break in half. Half will move to the east and half will move to the west. We can find that back in Zechariah chapter 14. Are you surprised at how much that we find ourselves in the Old Testament? Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, then Malachi. So you may go to Matthew and work your way towards the front of your Bible. Maybe a quicker way for you to find it. Zechariah 14, verse 4. His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave to the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a very great valley. Half of the mountain shall be removed towards the north, and half of it towards the south. Let's read 13, 8, 9. It shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts thereof shall be cut off and die, but a third shall be left therein. And I will bring a third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people. And they shall say, The Lord is my God. As this breaks in two, and we find here that it's moved towards the north and towards the south, and so as we look and we see the opening up between the east and the west, what a wonderful, wonderful statement here. When this happens, when all this destruction comes, men blaspheme God because of the hail. Now let's read on here as we look at the rest of these verses here down through verse 21, because that's where the hailstorms come. Verse 19, once again. That great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And now verse 21, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Every stone weighed, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the hail, therefore, was exceedingly great. Not just cursing. This word blasphemy here means to speak against God, to degrade God, with an irreverence for God, with a contempt for his authority. That's what that word blasphemy means. As we look at verse 21, men blaspheme God. Oh, it seems, you know, you would think that out of all this judgment that's coming, that they would get on their knees and beg God for mercy. It would repent, but there's no repentance. People here that blaspheme God are those who chose the Antichrist instead of Christ. They accepted the mark of the beast. They worshipped him. They refused the precious blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary for your salvation. Let's see what they're getting. What's the prize? What's their victory here? What have they won? Well, out of looking through the list here, we find they have running or odorous sores. We also know that the seed changed to blood. Changed to blood of dead men. And everything in it died. We have folks today, the environmentalists today, throw such a fit about a little oil spill or this or that, and they have no concern or no desire for God. Well, they haven't seen anything yet. Because if they refuse the saving power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, if they will not come to Calvary where Jesus died on the cross and believe that he died for their sins, if you refuse that, this is what they have. They have nothing but the blood to drink because the fountains of water are turned into blood. Then we have heat. God turns the heat up. What a day. We know that God blocks out the universe. From the first seal in Revelation 6:1 to the last vial in Revelation 16:17, every phase of judgment becoming more and more serious. You remember the scripture verse back in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. Now we know. We know what he witnessed. We know what he saw. And all of heaven was silenced for a half hour. As we've looked at that, kind of surveyed that through, we need to back up here just a little bit. I want to back up and I want to look at the 19th verse. The 19th verse, and that great city was divided into three parts, the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. As we read back in Zechariah, we find that this time has come, I believe. All the cities of the earth are ruined. New York, Rome, London, Cairo. Death and destruction. This is it. This is the end of the systems of the devil. You know, Babylon came to remembrance, it says. Babylon came to remembrance. Times of the Gentiles, Babylonian captivity of Judah, to the destruction of the Gentile world power. All this we find, all the connections of the devil and his power start Babylon, the Medes and Persians, Greece, Rome. We have the statues back in David. You see that this image that he saw was gold and silver and brass and iron and clay. We know that Daniel, as he said these words, he comes back and confirms this is Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar starts there. That's who he was talking to. And it just continues to deteriorate from there. One takes the other and the other and the other. And they will raise up one more, and that is what we're looking at here with the iron and the clay. All the rest have come to pass. They were all prophesied, and yet every one was correct. If you want to believe the Word of God, you better believe it, because it's true. We look at that 20th verse, every island fled away, the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of the heavens. The technology, the money, the research that has been spent on war, every plane, every ship, every bomb, billions of dollars. We got today the stealth bombers. We got the drones. Much judgment has come by man in trying to bring freedom or trying to enlarge your wealth or your country, as many countries do. We think, or very thankful, the U.S., we fight for freedom. God speaks here, and back the 19th verse, the cup of the wine of his fierceness of his wrath. More hailstones. Depending on which weight you want to use, because in the Word of God, a talent can be 86 pounds, it could be 115 pounds, or it could be 390 pounds. The Egyptian talent was 86. Jewish talent was 115. Antioch was 390. We've had some hailstorms in our day, but nothing compared to this. Probably 100-pound plus hailstones. And what did they do? They blasphemed God. They blasphemed God. What technology of war we have had. God's going to come, and God's going to speak, and he's going to destroy the enemy. I hope you're not the enemy of God. I hope you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, because that's the only way you can get from being an enemy to being a member of the family. Please, we've reviewed this and reviewed this. We'll go on to chapter 17. But I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?